Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Light. This is Reverend Stan, and Jason Wade is here with us today. We're going to be talking about speaking in tongues. It's one of the gifts that, you know, the Christian, that is given to a Christian when he comes fully with the filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a very amazing gift, and it's something good to use. It's very good to use during prayer. It's something good to use during, you know, when you're actually doing healings on somebody or trying to help somebody is very good. But that's one thing we're going to talk about today. It is Saturday, December 28, 2013. And we're going to start the show right now. I'm going to go ahead and read. It is, I trust in divine. I trust in the divine in my heart and comfort. I feel to achieve in the face and the change. When I am out of my comfort zone, I may feel afraid at such times. I take a moment to breathe and center myself. I remember that every cell in my being is infused with God, and I am never separate from the divine. I realize fully of worry, and I lean on the divine strength for protection. As situations arise, I choose to respond, not simply react, from the power and the presence of the Spirit within. I put God first, and my way is made clear. Regardless of the appearance, I am secure, knowing God is always with me. My heart is comforted as I trust in the divine. I am at peace and I am safe. The fear of others lays a snare, but one who trusts in the Lord is secure. Proverbs 29:25. And today I want to read from 1 Corinthians 14. We're going to read a little bit about tongues here. Follow the way of love eagerly. Desire and spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. But anyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in tongues edifies himself. But who prophesies edifies himself. I would like everyone of you to speak in tongues. And I'm going to stop right there today with that. Jason, you've been speaking in tongues for quite a while, ain't you, man?
Not quite a long time, a few years. About 3 years, I would say. Not too long, I guess, compared to some.
Yeah. Does it help you during your prayer life when you're speaking in tongues?
Oh, yeah. And you know, the main reason for it, I mean, like Paul said, I'll pray with the understanding and I'll pray with the Spirit. So, you know, it's helpful for me to me when I'm tired or when I'm kind of confused or when I'm not really thinking, you know, too straight. Then you can kind of just let the Spirit pray for you and, you know, it gets the job done, talks to the Father. The Holy Spirit can't pray unless it's according to the will of God, so there's no way to mess that prayer up. There's no way for it to be a self-seeking prayer. Sometimes when we pray, it's, you know, according to our own will, and we kind of limit what we would, you know, say. You know, sometimes, like I tell a lot of people on the streets when I'm teaching about tongues, if you got a guy who was, you know, having a problem drinking, say, and he, you know, the Lord, you know, you got an alcoholic on the street, sometimes I'll tell a guy, if it's like a homeless guy, I'll be like, you know, when you speak in tongues, the Lord will, the Holy Spirit will pray to the Lord for you. And say, for instance, that guy is, you know, out there drinking on the streets, you know, and it's better for him to go, you know, into a program and get himself straightened out there. And then the Lord has a plan when he comes out for that guy to, you know, get a job here or this and that, or take this person out of his life. The Holy Spirit just prays that mysterious prayer to the Father. So, you know, you pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit would be like, you know, okay, Lord, you know, fix him in this situation. You know, maybe he needs to spend a few days in jail, clean his act up a little bit, and then when he gets out, and he'll be sober. You know, it just prays, the Holy Spirit prays a perfect prayer to the Father only according to his will, and, you know, it gets the job done, and, you know, that's one of the main reasons for tongues. In First Corinthians 14, it says, he who speaks in a tongue doesn't speak to man. No one understands him, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. And, you know, so that's one of the main things for tongues. And also, you know, edifying yourself physically. It builds up your physical health. It builds up the spirit of might, you know. It just edifies your whole body, your physical being and your mental being, so. You know.
I've been speaking for about a year now, and I know when I first got into it, it was kind of amazing because I couldn't do nothing but that. It was just constantly coming out. And then I've heard a lot of other teachers talking about it's actually turning on the keys to your gifts is actually like one of the keys that helps turn those gifts on. And it, you know, it builds up your body. If you've got any sickness, it helps, you know, I guess magnify your body to keep it from being so sick. And one of the main things that I like about it is, you know, like you said, you know, when you're praying and you have no idea what to say, it's just like you're stuck. Then you can just let the Spirit, you know, pray for you, and it'll speak all the correct things to a point that you had no understanding of. And I know one time that I was at an altar and I was praying. I just said, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, speak, you know, pray to the Father whatever you need. And I just kept on praying, and I saw my van. I saw something. He was praying about something about my van. 3 days after that, I got in a car accident, and it could have been worse. I had my kids, my family, everything in the van, and it's barely clipped the side of my van, and everything was good. And the insurance, you know, when they called in about the insurance, everything went perfect. So I was praying about that 3 or 4 days ahead of time before it happened. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm away from church too, dude, but it's, you know, the Holy Spirit sees ahead of you what's going to happen, things you need to, you know, needs to be spoke to the Father beforehand. And even people, you know, if you get into a stance of prayer, and if you just, you know, just open your mind's eye and just see what you know, the Holy Spirit is saying through you, and a lot of times you can get glimpses of what he's saying. It's like different people, when you get into a prayer state and you're just praying, you'll start seeing people roll up in your mind when you're praying in tongues. It's like you're speaking for your friends. He's speaking for somebody that you met on the street. He's speaking for somebody, you know, down the street. He's speaking for your mom. He's speaking for whatever. And a lot of times you wouldn't even think about them. You wouldn't think about praying for those folks. But, you know, he was, and he knew that the Father needed to hear it. Well, you know, the Father hears it anyway, but, you know, just adds more power to it, I guess. But anyway, it's amazing how God can use you for, you know, in speaking in tongues. And, you know, there's a lot of people around here that don't even believe in it. They think it's made up. They think, you know, it's just something that we jibber. And they've actually did tests on this. You know, they've actually took it. There's been some doctors that actually took people that spoke in tongues to the laboratory, actually scanned their mind, their brain, and saw different things light up in their brain. Now, they had a Buddhist monk where they did him like that, and the front lobe of the brain lit up. Then they got the guy with that was speaking in tongues. It was like a completely different area of the brain that's lighting up, and it was a part of the brain that, you know, ain't really much activity there. It's just when you speak in tongues, it's just, you know, it was the act of God actually, you know, turning on in the mind. It's like it's pretty amazing.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But
I can testify to that, man. When you get done, I'll tell you something pretty awesome. But go ahead. Yeah, it's exactly right, man. You don't even activate the front lobes of the brain. You know, the parts that are connected with thinking and you know, using your mind when you speak. Like right now, when I speak and I'm talking to you, it's coming from, you know, it's activating those certain lobes in your brain. But when you speak in tongues, like Proverbs 20, I think it says counsel. And a man is like deep waters inside of his inner being. And inner being is translated in different translations, either heart, belly, or innermost being. So, you know, counsel in a man is like deep water in his belly. And, you know, and that was speaking of tongues, you know. And when you speak in tongues, it comes from your belly. And there is, now they've did a scientific study that there's actually those same whatever they're called transmitters or whatever in your belly, you know, billions of those. They're like, you know, a second brain inside of your belly. You know, some people say I got a gut feeling, you know, or this and that, or I can feel it in my gut. And now, anytime I pray in tongues, I can be watching TV, I can be listening to you speak to me and speaking in tongues. And it has no effect. It doesn't break my concentration in any way. Like, I can listen to you speak in tongues. I can watch a TV show and kind of, like, speak in tongues under my breath and totally be soaking in every single thing they're saying on the TV, and it has nothing to do with your brain, man. It's just,
but they was watching, see, the science, you know, science has to have a proof. They have to have proof with no matter what it is. And they want to do an investigation on this. And, you know, the scientists had this guy, they had, you know, a Buddhist guy where they did a scan, they showed the brain light up in front lobe. Then they did the other guy, it was a minister, he spoke in tongues, and they had like a a speaking in tongues group where they sit there and hold hands and they would speak. Yeah. And this guy here was like the main example for them. So they took this guy and they scanned him. It's like the very top of his brain that it showed on the scan lit up. It's like a completely different area. But what it's proven is that this thing is real.
Yeah.
This thing is something different. It's the thing for the science, for the doctors and the science to recognize that this is real, that this does go on. So, science has to see with their eyes. They can't just hear. They got to see under microscopes and x-rays, and that's how they comprehend things. And that's what the Lord was showing to them, that this is real. This is really, where they can comprehend that. But, as a Christian believer, we already know this. We don't need a x-ray, or we don't need this, and we don't need that to actually see the Lord work. We know this. It's like some of the things in science that they're finding out now. We knew this thousands of years beforehand. We knew this in our Bible. We knew this, in our belief that this was happening. But it took them hundreds of years to read this in a book and study to find out things that we already knew about.
Yeah.
But it's just like speaking in tongues is something that we knew, and it's a great, great tool for us to use in prayer. Jason, how have you used this on the street when you're in your street ministry, speaking in tongues?
It works awesome. Like if you're praying, one of the main things I use it for is when I'm praying for a healing or anything, and say you're praying for a guy and he has a back injury or something, and you're praying and, you're pressing in, it's one of those tricky things and it's just not really moving. You're praying against that injury and it's not moving. Well, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit, he's not able to mess up. It's a perfect prayer, so I'll kick in with a little bit of tongues, mandarabarakusiki, and it'll instantly, you'll see that bone start to snap into place. You'll start to see that injury or the pain leave, So it's awesome, and same for praying on yourself. If you have a sickness, or anytime I'm sick, or anytime I have something wrong with me, I'll speak in tongues. I'll pray in tongues because, I know that it'll get done. I know the job will get done, and the Holy Spirit will pray the perfect prayer. So you might not see, the healing manifest instantly, but it definitely will get done. The Holy Spirit said what needed to be said. And, most of the time when I'm sick, I just speak in tongues, and I'll notice if I have a headache, I speak in tongues for a few moments, it'll go away. The headache will go away, or if I'm sick, I'll speak in tongues, and getting over a horrible cold these last few days, around Christmas time, and, man, my throat has been sore, and I haven't been able to really speak in tongues or pray out loud in my mouth, and I've noticed a big-time difference, early in my walk. Yeah, man, early in my walk when I was first out on the streets and stuff, I would pray in tongues all day long. And, I seen just awesome things. You start to see things just change, man, like all this supernatural, change in your life. Just things start to manifest, and it's really awesome, man, because, you can't mess up. You're not praying, and it's like a surprise prayer. You don't know what's being said. Like you said, sometimes you can see a vision in your head, and in my opinion, that's interpretation of tongues. I haven't seen too many people who can really listen to another guy speaking in tongues and interpret what they say. I've seen some people, fake it, and I knew that they weren't really doing that. But I've been praying in tongues, and I've seen a vision. If it's a money situation, you're having a hard time, and or this or that, you're praying in the spirit, and then you can see in my head, I'll see a bank or something, and I'll be like, wow, that was, he was praying about the bank, or something like that. So, you can get under a works-based mentality with it too, and I've seen when I started praying in tongues nonstop, focusing on tongues as my main weapon, and I watched it kind of dissipate, the power kind of just faded off, and God told me, you can fall under, works-based mentality with anything, so it's you can't rely on the power of tongues more than just trusting in the Father to, bring your desires to pass, So it's a good tool, but it's also, it can be overused too. I have learned that, you don't want to, rely on tongues for every single, approach you come at, But I love it for a backup plan. If I'm praying for somebody and they're not getting healed as quick as I think they should, I'll pray in tongues, man. All of a sudden you'll watch that kick in, and pretty cool, man, and,
It's like a lot of ministers nowadays. There's some ministers that actually pop into that, that actually, you know, their faith don't practice it. And they'll pop into speaking in tongues, and they don't know what to do with it. And then they just use it in private. And a lot of ministers, you know, a lot of people that pops into this, they use it in their private time to, you know, like to pop up their prayer, like we said, things that we don't notice let happen. And it's amazing thing to use when you have it, and it's a good gift like many other gifts of the Spirit. But it's something different to some of these churches, you know, and it's just like a lot of these gifts. A lot of the gifts is not even in the churches anymore. Like we spoke many times before about, you know, how they're just preaching and ain't much gifts, you know, reappearing because, you know, the Spirit ain't that strong in there like it should be. But it's pretty amazing, man.
The history, like tongues, man, like Adam and Eve, when they were, you know, they spoke in a pure language, you know, in the Garden of Eden. And Genesis 11, when they were talking about the Tower of Babel, which is pretty cool because, like, Babel, we get that word nowadays, you know, we babble, you know, blab on or whatever, babbling. And, you know, everybody spoke in one language. They had a pure language, which a lot of people think that it could have been what we got the Hebrew language from, is where we got where the Hebrew language, excuse me, derived from. So, like, when and back in the days of Noah, everybody spoke the same language. You know, they spoke that pure language, which was tongues. You know, it was the pure heavenly language. You know, it was what the Hebrew language came from. And the whole world could communicate with each other and work together. And, you know, they were started to try to outsmart God. They could all communicate. God told all the different tribes and nations to split up and populate, and they refused to. They congregated in one area. They built the Tower of Babel. Some people say that it was to try to reach the heavens and all this different stuff. Well, they, you know, they could communicate with each other. It was like if you had, you know, a big, huge... you know, I don't know how to, you know, maybe a jail or something, and everybody in there could speak with each other. You know, they could cause a riot or whatever. It was like that same type of thing. Everybody had the power to communicate with each other. So God said, let's go down there and confuse their language. And it's cool because he said, let's go down there. That shows the Trinity. You know, he was speaking to Jesus, the Holy Spirit or whatever. He said, let's go down there, confuse their language. And he confused their language. And that's how we got all of our different languages. Everybody, you know, spoke in their own tongue in that way. You know, everybody had to split up and break up into sections, and, you know. So, you know, and later on in Zephaniah, God said, you know, he will restore back to his people a pure language, speaking about nowadays. And he said they will be in one accord, which is so awesome. It's like in the book of Acts when he said, you know, they were all in one accord and the tongues of fire came down upon them. It's like God speaks. And these little codes, you can fit together these scriptures. It's so awesome, and they fit together like little codes, man. And he said, I'll restore to them a pure language, and they can call upon – I don't have the scripture in front of me, man. It's pretty cool. But he says, you know, I restored to them a pure language, and they can call upon the Lord in that day or something like that. And that was tongues he was speaking about, and he restored that pure language. I think, man, I had a little vision that I think that soon that, you know, he will restore back that pure language, that'll be the only language we speak again right towards the end. That would be really cool, you know, if the only language you could speak would be in that heavenly language and tongues. And so that's kind of like the history, you know, in the Tower of Babel, they, you know, he broke up all the different languages and they got rid of, you know, that pure Hebrew language, and then it came back, man. So, you know.
I know in the day of Pentecost when, you know, Christ was wanting to send his disciples amongst the world, and they didn't know foreign language. And then when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they spoke in their languages. And so they didn't have to take, you know, 5 years of Spanish or whatever. It's like it was already there. And it's kind of amazing. You know, that's, you know, when the Holy Spirit speaks through you, he can do that as well. And I know there's one time where I was listening to this minister one time, and he's talking about he went to the dentist, and he was sitting there, and all of a sudden he starts speaking in tongues, and he didn't know what he's saying, but the dentist was actually from Spain or somewhere, and it was an ancient language that they knew. It was very, very rare that they spoke, and he spoke it perfectly, proclaiming the word of God to this dentist, that the dentist only knew this language. And the guy's like, I said that? He's like, yeah, you did. He said, you said it perfectly, too. And
I did, too, man. I had that same experience, man. In the mall by my house, there's a bunch of guys who sell gold and jewelry. They're from different countries, India, different places. And one guy, he was from Saudi Arabia, I believe, man. And we were talking, and it was awesome, man. I was trying to preach the gospel to him, and he was a Muslim. He was telling me that he believed in God and this and that, and I was speaking in tongues, and he said, yeah, that's Hebrew, man. I heard what you said, man. You said a few words that were in Hebrew. He's like, that was Hebrew, man. That jacked my faith up like crazy, man. I was in the very beginning, God showed me, little signs, because, the devil really puts a lot of opposition on that gift. He'll try to tell you, it's the devil, you're not, all this stuff, because it's very, very effective tool, man. Anyway, like, I've even heard stories of guys that were in Africa on mission trips, and they prayed and baptized people in the Holy Spirit, and that guy started speaking in English, man. He heard African people who never even came out of the jungle or whatever, and they spoke perfect English, man. Same with a guy in Mexico. A minister went there on a mission trip, and they were all praying in tongues, and the guy said, you just spoke in Spanish, man. You just totally spoke in Spanish. And that guy saw a vision, fell on his face. He was drunk, knocked out in the spirit for 40 minutes, man, cold, because of what the guy said to him in his own language. That's the mm-hmm. gift of divers tongues. You see, in Corinthians, it speaks of different gifts, different tongues. You got the gift of speaking in tongues and the gift of divers mm-hmm. tongues. When you're baptized in the Spirit, there's the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's your heavenly prayer language. That's your straight hotline to God. You can, speak directly to God with that language without messing up. And then you got the gift of divers tongues, and that's when, like you said, the apostles could speak in different languages. There's people who've went on mission trips to China. A lady went to China, and she spoke the whole entire time she was there. She spoke in perfect Chinese. And when she got back to America, she couldn't speak it. She could even writing in Chinese. She could write and speak in perfect Chinese, Cantonese or whatever the language was. The whole time she was there on that mission trip, it was in the 60s or 70s, I think. And when she came back to America, it totally faded off, and she couldn't speak in that no more. She didn't know what happened. She didn't know how it happened. And that's the gift of diverse tongues, speaking in other unknown languages. I have that gift. Whenever I speak in tongues, it comes in so many different languages. I've like I said, the guy said it was Hebrew. I've heard it come out like Chinese before. It's really cool, man, and that's called the divers tongues. And then you got your prayer language that's just between you and the Father, your prayer language. And even Isaiah 28:11 says, this is the rest. Let me see here, I got that scripture out. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. And it says, yet they would not hear. So he even said, man, they wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't believe this. I tried to speak. He spoke to his people with another tongue, and they still didn't believe it, man. They still thought that it was some type of a hoax, And that's the refreshing and the rest, because you can, kind of relax and kick back, man, when you're having a bad day, or your flesh is tired, if you're exhausted and your body's just overworked, and you've had a long day. I can sit back and bande kasu tarabara kindela, just speak in tongues, man, and you can definitely feel it edify you. Edify means build up, strengthen. That's what it means. So it basically just refreshes you, replenishes your body, recharges your batteries. You got a lot of preachers. I like this thing they say. They're like, don't change. They talk about guys speaking in tongues, the Pentecostals on the platform, showing off. They're like, yeah, man, you don't change your oil on the showroom floor. Talking about a car and a place, and that's pretty funny, man. Because basically, you're just changing your oil. You're refreshing your batteries, man. Charging your batteries up, praying in the Spirit. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. It's something that, it's a gift that God gave us. And, a lot of people take the gift very sacred. It's, very sacred to them. And it's just like, somebody has their own personal Bible, and it's just theirs, And they're, but it depends on how you use it and what you want to use it for. A lot of people use it for many different things, like healings and, like you said, speaking to many different people. And some people use it just for their prayer life and just to have that intimate relationship with God.
You know, some use it all day long, nonstop.
Yeah. And a lot of people use it. I mean, I've actually saw a time where I would be speaking in tongues in the car. My wife thinks I'm crazy anyway. But anyway,
right.
I'm going down the road, listening to a glory song, and I start speaking in tongues. And all of a sudden, my wife, like, my headache went away. It's like if you're somebody's listening to it, it will touch them. And it's like by accident. She's like, whatever you did there, it made my head feel better.
Yeah,
but
I like in the book of Jude. No, I'm sorry, man. I was just gonna say I like in the book of Jude when it says, you know, these are sensual, like you said, man. I think you're crazy. These are sensual persons. It's talking about, you know, fleshly minded, earthly minded people. You know, James says to be earthly minded is demonic, man. To have your eyes set on this world and to be in that natural. Just like even to go further in 1 Corinthians, it says the natural I wish I had that scripture. The things of the spirit, the natural man doesn't understand the things of the spirit, but the man of the spirit discerns all things, but he himself is not rightly judged. And people don't get these spiritual things, man, but like Jude says, these are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God. You know, looking for the mercy. Uh-huh. So yeah, man, it's you know, it's your most holy faith, like you said. They keep it sacred, which holy sacred means set aside. You know, it's important to them. You know, and you don't got to take it too seriously, man. You can judge a lot of people too. You know, they are so serious with their tongues. You know, they gotta and you can let back, man. You can you can let loose with it, you know, and you can speak in it any way you want, man, and you know, get loose with it. can go crazy.
They had a thing about Sid Roth. He said sometimes he'd get so far as spoken the tongues, he'd pick up his cell phone, not turn on, act like he's talking on the cell phone. They think he's speaking Spanish, but he's speaking in tongues the whole time because he just felt like letting it go.
Right, yeah. You can sing in the spirit, man.
He went down the road, man. He's sitting in the car going down the road. He just let it blur. A lot of people, you know, they'll hold this out, hold this in, and they just let it out wherever. But he said he was in the car, and he's acting like he's jamming to something on the song, but he's really singing in glory, speaking in tongues. And he said, it's you, man. I mean, that's your life. That's how you do your things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Paul said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all, man. So, you know, sometimes we get, you know, punked out like a little kitty cat, and we don't want to open our mouth all the time. You know, the demons start beating you up, and you want to just stay silent. But if you're bold like a lion, man, and all day you're speaking. See, sound has power, man. Even a rock or even a piece of metal has sound and vibration in it, man. So when you speak loud and bold with your mouth and your voice, it has a reaction into the atmosphere, man. It causes a disturbance into the atmosphere, man, and it breaks through that darkness with light. So if you go through your day, man, and you sing, I learned that singing in tongues, if I just like relax and sing in tongues, it gives me such peace and relaxation, man. And I forget if it's, I think it's in Ephesians or something. It says, you know, like, you know, sing in speaking to each other in psalms and spiritual melodies, singing, you know, and if you do that through your day, man, it just edifies you and brings peace to you, man, and keeps you in joy, keeps you, you know, like it said, Jude, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. And, you know, 2 Thessalonians, I think it says, pray without ceasing. And to pray without ceasing is to always just be in that secret place, man, always just kind of meditating and praising the Lord. And, you know, you can do it through tongues. Or speaking with the understanding, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, I pray with the understanding, and I pray with the spirit. I sing with the spirit, and I sing with the understanding. So it's good for your mind to get, you know, to understand what you're saying. You know, I have a hard time always speaking in tongues. I don't even know what I'm saying. So I kind of switch back and forth, man, and, you know, let it kind of flow. So that way I know what I'm saying and kind of have an understanding of what I'm praying about too. But I really do think that if you meditate through the day speaking in tongues, it will definitely, you know, change your demeanor and your personality, and just kind of, like right now, I'm even feeling a charge from just those little bits, those little, you know, splurts of tongues that you speak, man. It's really cool. So That's basically why I use it too, man. If I'm preaching or if I'm ministering or praying for the sick, I'll just, you know, hit a quick shot, just to quick get a little quick charge, man, that's what it's for. So it's pretty.
And
pretty
the thing
effective.
I've noticed is in tongues, everybody's is a little different.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's tongues is a little bit different. So
totally
one minister,
yeah.
or if you're speaking one way, the other guy might speak another way. It's just your identification to the Father. Like He made each one of us different. It's like it's going to be different. And it's amazing you'll hear. Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, you hear somebody on TV, you know, speaking in tongues, but yours don't sound like it. You think you're not doing it right. That ain't the
right.
case.
Right.
That's his identification with the Father, and yours is your identification with the Father. It's just like different. It's kind of like different tones, you know, like when you're playing a guitar. Each string has its own tone. And your tone is your tongue, and the different tone is His tongue. So
that reminds me of that scripture, man, Romans 8. Let me go to it real quick. It's just exactly like what you said. This, you know, here's the thing with that. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Okay, so like if you're not speaking it and it doesn't sound like you think it should be, if you're not sounding like the other guy, makataba, and it's sounding like that, it doesn't matter, man. It says, you know, the Spirit makes intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. So you are groaning, your spirit's crying out to the Father, and even if you're just you know, anything, it gets the job done. It makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the hearts, the Father, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. So God's saying, like, look, I know what the Holy Spirit's saying. Don't stress. You know, and then if you go right down, He's like, you know, I know what the Holy Spirit's saying. I know what you're trying to, reach to me. You know, He's God. You don't even have to say the word, and He understands it. And it says right under that, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. So he's saying, like, look, you can't mess it up. If you love God and you're in the will of God and you're trying to speak to me and reach out to me, I'm going to understand your prayer, you know. And that's just, you know, falling in line with the trust and resting in Christ, you know. You don't have to worry if you say the perfect, you know, tongue or the perfect prayer. Yeah. You know, He's going to.
It's kind of like, you know, in the churches, you know how people are with their power trips, or like, but you don't speak in a tongue like I do. Yours ain't correctly, but, you know, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's everybody's is different, and everybody's sacred to their own way as the Father hears it. And but, you know, that's kind of how that goes. But it's a very sacred, you know, gift, and it's very personal to a lot of people. And you know, when this gift is turned on, you know, it makes your prayer life a whole different situation. I know back a year ago when it started happening to me, and I was in meditation, and I was going through the dark valley of my life, and I had a lot of things going on, and things just wasn't getting better. And then when the Father turned on my tongues and I started praying constantly, I started seeing things transfer. I started seeing things happen. I started seeing darkness move. I started seeing my path open up. And it's just it helps build you to that vibrational state that you need to be. And at the time, I had no idea about that. I didn't know much. I mean, I've heard about it. I've heard people pray about it or say it on YouTube and all this and that. And some of my Pentecostal friends, you know, I've heard them pray in it and stuff too. And a lot of them, it sounds kind of fake to me because, you know, they can, you know, they can control it real quick. And it seemed like it's something they were saying. But as we all know, in tongues, it ain't something you're saying. It's something that comes out. And it's not something that you're saying words, you know. Well, I'm saying it's not that. It's not from you, you know. It's from the Spirit. But it's, you know, I learned. I saw what happened. I saw how it worked. And it's an amazing gift. And, I wish out on everybody to get that. If you're a devoted Christian and you want your prayer life to, boost up, it will help do that. Now, Jason, you know how to...
Go ahead. It's the gift. I was just going to say it's the gift that activates all the other gifts, too. That's the cool thing about it. It activates all the other gifts. It activates the healing miracles. It activates the words of knowledge. You know, activates your discernment, everything else, you know, it's the, and Acts a lot of, you know, all, every time someone was baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know, it said Paul laid hands on them, they spoke in tongues and prophesied, you know, so that's the evidence of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, if you've been truly, excuse me, submerged and filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to speak in tongues, you know, it takes time to mature that language. You know, sometimes you hear a guy or you know, a person, and they're only speaking a few syllables, you know, they got a few little syllables that came out, and a lot of times they're afraid to just let it rip, like they're going to mess up, it's going to sound funny, you know, and blah blah blah. But if you just let it, you know, flow out of you and let the Holy Spirit kind of just take your tongue and, you know, do the job for you, you'll mature in that language. But it definitely is the evidence. I do agree. I don't believe that you know, some Pentecostals say you don't go to you're not saved if you don't speak in tongues. I don't believe that it, you know, I don't want to go that far with it. I think you could still be saved and, you know, on your way to be with, you know, you're going to make it to heaven if you don't speak in tongues. But definitely if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're going to have the evidence of speaking in tongues, you know.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, so.
It's kind of like any gift, you know, people can take it to a drastic another area. But the best way to take it is to take it with a gift. It's a gift to help you in your prayer life. It's a gift to help you in your Christian walk. Mm-hmm. Just like many other gifts, like prophecy and all that, it's all to use in your Christian walk. And it's an amazing gift. And, you know, this show I thought would be very important for us to speak about it. And Jason was talking about it, so he gave me the idea of this. And I don't know whether I've did a show like this before. It's been a long, long time ago. But I thought I'd bring it back up, too, since he reminded me of it. And, you know, it's amazing to see other people that have spoken tongues has actually had the experience and actually, you know, has saw a lot of things happen. And it's good to get, you know, two ministers together to talk about their experiences, because there might be people listening to this show now that just started and they don't really understand what's going on with them. And we start getting some people that's actually experienced some of this and give their ideas and put two heads together to see, you know, their type of experience. They could be like, yeah, I'm just starting this out now. You know, I feel comfortable now. Maybe, you know, I'll see this advance. Now I know how to use it. Now I can use this to communicate in my prayers a lot more. You know, if I don't know how to pray, you know, I'll just do this. I'll say, Father, use this. You know, use your, you know, Holy Spirit, use your tongue for mine. And it's amazing. I mean, all these shows help in many different ways, and this here is just one more to help you on y'all's Christian walk. And Jason, you have a little prayer to help people with their turning on with the tongues. I know you spoke to me about this before.
It's not really a prayer. I've learned the method to get to, you know, I've learned a method that works for me to get others to receive the gift. You know. You know, it's just like, it's not really a prayer. I mean, I can't teach it to someone or you. It's yeah. Kind of just in my mind, but you know, it's like if I'm praying for somebody, to be healed, or like whenever if you're praying for a healing and you're looking at that injury and you're saying, you know, okay, right now I command all pain to go. And in your mind, you're standing on that faith. You're expecting that pain to go. When you say that, obviously when you speak that command, you're expecting for it to happen. You're expecting for that mountain to move. You know, a long time ago, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I said, you know, it's so crazy, he made a video and a guy spoke in tongues, and I never knew what tongues was. I never knew what speaking in tongues was. I just started speaking in it automatically. A guy prayed for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I woke up the next morning speaking in tongues, and I didn't even know what it was. I never heard of it. I never read about it. You know, that's why no one could ever tell me it wasn't real, because I did it sovereignly. And anyway, I had never seen anybody speak in tongues without being trained, kind of like coached into it, kind of. I was like, I seen people and they kind of copy the guy. They'd say, okay, copy after me. And I was like, you know, wait a minute here, man. I want to see somebody really just start speaking into it. And my buddy was like, you know, I prophesy. He's like, you're gonna make, because we were making videos at the time of healing videos. He said, I prophesy you're gonna make 7 videos speaking in tongues, and this and that. So the next day, it was so awesome. I walked out of my house, and I'm not exaggerating the story at all. Once I had an argument that same day with a Baptist preacher, telling me that speaking in tongues was fake. It was jibber jabber. You know, all these misconceptions. I want to go into the misconceptions about tongues in a minute, too, and kind of clear up a few things. But he was telling me, he was like, you know, and he even copied it and mocked it. He was like, baka shaka ba. And I said, man, you know, you're not speaking. That came from your mind. You know, you can tell when someone has rehearsed it and they're copying it with their mind, and you can tell when it's flowing out of someone's belly very easily. You know, I can tell when it's, you know, when someone, I can tell a lot by someone's tongues. I can tell the maturity. Their maturity in the Holy Ghost easy from their tongues. But anyway, so the next day I left out to go minister on the streets, and the first guy I bumped into, he was a guy, and he was obviously on drugs. It was crazy, and this just shows you, you know, not to, to judge a book by its cover. So anyway, I pray for the guy, man, and it's awesome. You know, the Holy Spirit, he gives you the utterance. It's like he takes control of my mouth even when it's English. Prophesying and speaking in tongues, what that means is the Holy Spirit is using you like a puppet to speak, and it's either in a tongue, an unknown tongue, or if you're prophesying, it's in your own language that your people can understand. So I'm speaking to this guy, and instantly I just said, you're going to speak in tongues. Right now, a language is going to come in your head, and you're going to hear it. And I just said that, and then instantly he said, yeah, it is. It's in my head, and he heard it. And I said, go ahead and speak out that language, man. And he started speaking, in diverse tongues, too. This was words, mandre kusente, rishti candela, bandre kasaya, mondre kosonta. He was speaking in powerful words of some other language, and then the next day, another video I made, the next day, a day, and day, and then, you know, hundreds later, and that prophecy came true. But yeah, from that point on, I learned that whenever I say to that person, the Holy Spirit's a person, and when you get the understanding that, look, he's a person, he's with you, you're working together, you're out there spreading the gospel, you're working together, and he's going to listen to what you say, then you have that power, and he will listen to the commands. When you're walking in the holiest of holies, when you're in the drunken glory, when you're in the glory, whatever you want to call it, you're in the holiest of holies. You're right there in the presence of God. You are in the most intimate place with the Lord, and you're a son of God, and what you speak will come to pass. So when I say, look, you're going to speak in tongues right now, you're going to hear a language come upon your head, the Holy Spirit makes that happen. That language comes upon his head. So, you know, if anybody else, like if you're listening and you're trying to get, you know, someone to speak in tongues, or if you're out there and you want to see that gift manifest in others, you know, that's how you do it. You just, you know, when you pray for them, you just use your faith and just say, look, you're going to speak in tongues right now, and just say, Holy Spirit, fill them with that language right now, you know. And I also use the scripture, John 7:3-8, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And for some reason, you know, that just kind of activates that gift. I don't know. You know, a lot of sometimes I used to tell the person to say, you know, Lord, I ask and desire for the gift of speaking in tongues like the day of Pentecost. But whenever I say out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water, that usually just brings that gift up. I don't know why it brings it up, you know. And, you know, so the way I do it is I just tell the person, you know, look, when they're baptized in the Holy Spirit first, I just, you know, go through the baptism prayer, you know, have them, you know, say, you know, baptize me with your Holy Spirit and fire. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then I say, you know, you're going to hear that language. So, yeah, that was really cool. And, you know, many people I've had really good success in getting others to speak in tongues, which is awesome, because every time they speak in wild languages, I don't say a word to them. They don't know what it is, you know. It jacks my faith up every time I see that, because they have no clue what that language is. They have never spoken in a foreign language. And some guy says, you know, you're going to hear a language in your head, and the next thing you know, they're hearing that language. It's pretty radical, man. It's pretty cool.
I know. I saw this one video that you did. It's a young boy out in the parking lot. He had glasses on. He had a black eye or something, and you were working on him. And then after you got done working on him, you put your hands on his head and started telling him, you know, you're gonna speak in a foreign language, and after a while, it started coming out. It was pretty awesome. But
sorry, man, to go back real quick. It's very weird to the mind. And that Baptist preacher that I knew was telling me that it was of the devil. It wasn't in the Bible. It's fake. That we're full of it. And I said to God that day, I said, Lord, you know, this is kind of weird. Do you want me? This was a long time ago, man, and I said, Lord, do you want me to speak in this language? Am I really supposed to be out there promoting, you know, this language and stuff? And the next hour, I prayed for the guy, and he spoke that language, man. That's how the Lord speaks to me, and it was so amazing. You know, he confirmed that to me, and the next person I spoke with started speaking, you know, magically in that foreign language, bro, and he confirmed it. I was like, okay, I guess I'll take that for a yes, man. You know, pretty cool. But go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
It's kind of cool how things like that, you know, happen. And a lot of people, you know, they just run upon it. It just happens to them, and they don't really know what's going on. And you know, it's cool to run upon shows and upon things on YouTube and people that had that experience, because sometimes if you go to some churches, they ain't gonna tell you the truth about it. They're just gonna, you know, you're just speaking devil tongues and all that, and they just don't want you to know about it. But what the thing of it is, there's jealousy there, and it's not no jealousy. It's, you know, anytime you hear somebody doing it, it's new. You know, encourage them, speak it more, speak it during prayer. You know, encourage them, because you're helping them with their spiritual growth, and that's what we all want. We all want to mature in this. Now, that's just another thing.
If it was a devil, you know, this makes sense. Okay, say for instance, if it was a devil tongue, like everybody says, you know, and there is, if you go to other countries, you will hear people, you know, speaking. You know, Isaiah 28:11 said, "With stammering lips, blah 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 blah, in another tongue, I will speak to this people. I'm sorry, I'll speak to my people, and for this they won't understand me." So yeah, you do got witch doctors and people who speak in evil tongues, but that does not sound anything like the heavenly language that sounds like that Hebrew. It sounds like Hebrew, that pure language. I can tell the language of tongues, the Holy Spirit any day from a guy who's growling, and it sounds wicked, those other things, bro. But
it's difference between booga booga and speaking in tongues. Yeah.
Right. You can tell what that's not a language. That's just them, you know, they're jacked up on some drug or some hallucinogenic 90% of the time, and they're just acting crazy, and they're making a bunch of sounds with your mouth. You can make sounds with your mouth, but you know, the heavenly language can be and just let me say this, like, if it was evil, okay, in America, every crack house, every prostitution ring, and every sex slave place, whatever, you'd go in there and you'd hear people speaking in tongues. Where do you hear, besides Christians, people speaking in tongues? Nowhere, bro. If that was evil, every evil place you would go, you would hear them speaking in tongues. And like I was just going to say, like, I want to, you know, a lot of the misconceptions, these a lot of the less spiritual denominations, they say, you know, you have to have an interpreter. Why are you doing it with an interpreter? You know, you need an interpreter to speak in a tongue and this and that. And, you know, that's one thing that people will say, and only one of you or two at a time. Well, you see, that when Paul wrote that, first off, when you're reading the Bible, man, you got to understand what those letters were for. You got the corrective epistles, the epistles that are to correct the church that was out of line. You know, and then you got the gospel, you got the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You got the gospels and the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and then, you know, the corrective epistles. Those were written for a reason. You know, the Galatians church, the Ephesians, you know, the church in Ephesus, all those different churches, they have a meaning. So when Paul wrote that letter to the Corinthians church, you see, the Corinthian church had 3,000 members. Okay, it was a huge church. And you got to understand, there was no microphone back then. There was no microphones, electronics. So you had to hear the preacher. Okay, you got 3,000 people, and they were out of order. That was one of the most spiritual churches back then. That time, that was they were walking in all the gifts, and you know that's why he wrote Corinthians 13. Let me go there. When he said, you know, though I speak with the tongues of angels and of men, if I don't have love, I'm like a brass clanging cymbal. So he's like, guys, look, man, yeah, you're walking in the gifts. You're doing this, but you're getting off point, man. You're not, you know, focusing on the Lord, loving the Lord. You know, you're walking and soaking the Lord, you know, the glory of God, you know, and it's meaning nothing, man. Like, if your motives aren't correct and you're not, you know, soaking in the presence of God, and you can actually, more or less, you can speak in tongues, bro, and not be in the Spirit. You can remember what you said. You can, you know, those words always stick in your brain. So you can be speaking in tongues and not really be praying in the Spirit. So he's saying, if you don't have a love, aka the Spirit, and you're like a brass clanging cymbal, you know. And in that church, they were all praying in tongues. They were going wild. Every single person in there was praying. So he's like, look, let there be at least two or three of you at a time, and let somebody interpret. You know, if you're going to all pray in tongues, and he's saying it's basically pointless is what he's saying. Nobody understands what you're saying. He's not saying that you anytime you speak in tongues, you have to have an interpreter. He's saying that, like, look, down here in the if you go down to 1 Corinthians 14, 23, he says, there. I'm sorry, 14, 22, therefore tongues are for a sign, not for those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak in tongues, and there comes in one who's uninformed or an unbeliever, won't they all say that you're out of your mind? You know, and he's saying, but if you prophesy, they'll understand. And if you go up there, he's saying, you know, look, I'd rather speak with a couple words so the whole church understands than a billion words in tongues. He's like, you know, tongues are good. He says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. He's saying, yeah, tongues is very important, but, you know, it's going to be a lot – it's going to help the church a lot better if you speak in tongues. If you prophesy, speak in the language they can understand. That way everybody's getting a teaching from it. They're getting, you know – a lesson, they're learning a lesson, you know, they're getting touched and they're getting some spiritual growth from it. If you're all speaking in tongues, that's only helping yourself. And he's like, and if you're doing it like a madman, just running around making a bunch of sounds, he's like, it's like a brass clanging cymbal. You're just trying to show off. You know, so they take that scripture and they take those paragraphs and they try to say that you only use tongues with an interpreter and that, you know, there's only two or three, you know, at a time that should speak in tongues. So, you know, that's just one of the biggest things. That's the biggest, you know, misconception there is about tongues. You don't have to have an interpreter to speak in tongues, but it's just there's just really no purpose for someone else. For you, if you're speaking in tongues for another person, it's not really going to – there's no purpose for that. You know what I'm saying? It's only really going to help yourself. You're only going to be praying for yourself. You're only going to be physically edifying yourself, you know, unless you're praying for – oh, yeah, like he even says – if you bless with the Spirit, how will the person who occupies that otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he doesn't understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. And he says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. You know, so like what he's saying is like, you know, even if you, you know, speak to someone and you're trying to preach to them in a tongue, it's not going to help. But if it does help someone, like I said, if you're praying for them to be healed or if you're laying hands on someone and you speak in tongues, then you're going to give them a benefit because, you know, you're praying for them, you know. So, yeah, it's just a lot of people, you know, they misinterpret the Bible and the whole gift of tongues. And it's the devil. He puts opposition and he confuses people with gifts that are powerful, because if everybody spoke in tongues, they would be, you know, communicating with God on a way higher level. They would be you know, overriding their selfishness, their foolishness, and they would be speaking to God.
I noticed one other thing when you're running into a like a wall when you're trying to pray for somebody, it's like nothing never happens and you tried everything and it's kind of like the enemy has a stronghold over a person. You speak in tongues, it's kind of like the enemy don't understand what's going on, and you can break that stronghold sometimes with the situation.
That's another point too. Yeah, the enemy can't understand that language too, and that's a good thing too, you know.
And it's I've had situations. I had somebody in my family that I have a hard time. You know, we all have that certain person. We have a hard time trying to get healed because they have that stronghold on them. And I've actually had that in my family, and I've tried everything in the world, but then I was like, I'm gonna go into tongues, and then all of a sudden something happens. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the enemy's like, what is he saying? He's saying, hey, dudes, what is he saying? We don't know. So there ain't nothing they can do, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just like a full language going to the Father, and he can come in and do what he's supposed to. But,
yeah, I like it. He said it's a sign for unbelievers. And, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. I think I told you this the other day. I have used it for some funny things, too. Like I've had Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons, you know, approach me. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, trash the Holy Spirit and tell me that, you know, it's not, you know, there's no power and stuff like that. And I started speaking in tongues at them, man, and watched them just run, you know, flip out and run the other way, man. Shocked the daylights out of them, man. So, you know, I like doing that too, man, you know, shocking those other denominations. Like, I've talked with Muslims and I've talked with people, and it's a cool sign and wonder. You know, if they're not letting you lay hands on them, if you're trying to minister to somebody and they're not, you know, I've had people like Muslims and stuff, and they try to tell me, you know, that Jesus wasn't the Son of God and he was just a good guy and stuff. And I say, well, how can I speak in a, you know, I'm from America, man. How can I speak in this language? And I'll speak in tongues, man. And they'll be like, wow, you know, it's great. You know, it's pretty cool, man. It's a sign for unbelievers too, you know.
And things could happen, and, you know, things start happening in our life. But, yeah, it's kind of amazing, man. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get ready to end the show here in a little bit. But it's, you know, it's great for people to hear this, like I said, and, you know, for many different things, you know, where people can get educated on this stuff, get educated on this subject. And I'm sure this show is going to help many a person. We're going to go right into a song for a little bit, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to say a healing prayer for everybody, and we'll pray in tongues also, let y'all have a taste of this, and let you see the Holy Spirit work in y'all's life. God bless you, and we'll be right back. we're back. I want to announce to anybody that would like a prayer, would like to call in, have a healing prayer, you can call in now at 347-996-3615. If anybody would like to have a healing prayer, call in now at 347-996-3615. We've got a couple of minutes here, and then we're going to go into a full-fledged. We're going to speak in tongues. We're going to go in a full-fledged prayer. But
if they want to call in and receive speaking in tongues too, man, let them call. If you want to learn, if you want to receive that gift right now, if you want to speak in tongues or, you know, get baptized in the Holy Spirit, call in too. You know.
Yeah. If you want somebody to pray for you to receive that Holy Spirit and to speak in tongues and watch the Lord work through you, just go ahead and call 347-996-3615 if you're listening now. You know, just call in and. We'll go back into the song. We'll be right back.
Single word that
everybody. We've not had many people to call in. It was more of a, you know, speaking in tongues show, and I didn't really advertise a whole lot about, you know, about praying for them online. I think I put a little bit, but not a whole lot, and that's probably why a lot of people ain't really called in today. But we are going to do next week. We are going to do a call in and pray show where you will call in and we'll pray for you for healing, baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, whatever you need, we'll pray for it, and we want to see that transformation in your life. We want to see your mom and dad transform. We want to see, you know, see the glory of God going through your family, transforming you. That's what we're here for. That's what the Healing Light's been all about all the time, is, you know, the Lord actually touching you and touching your family and transforming you and you building that relationship with God. You know, as I've always said on this show, you know, that relationship with God is everything. You build that relationship, you know, you start seeing things happen. You start seeing your family transform. You start seeing things happening in your own life. You start seeing that money come in that you never saw before. It's always about relationship. You know, you can't walk in the power of God without a relationship with God. It's just impossible. And if you are, it ain't gonna last very long. The cord is going to be pulled out sooner or later. I've saw that many a time for a lot of ministers that's made billions, and then all of a sudden, you know, it fell. But, you know, that relationship is important to any minister, anybody that's just starting the Christian faith, it's very important to have that relationship. And relationship can be, you know, getting into the Bible and just reading Scripture and just, you know, letting God lead you through the Scripture, and that's very important. But, you know, just speaking to God while you're riding down the road, you know, say, Lord, you know, I love you and I thank you for what you're doing in my life and what you're going to do. And just, you know, build that relationship with him, you know, allow him into your heart. And, you know, just build that buddy relationship, you know, wherever, whatever best part in your life that you have a relationship as your father, as your friend or whatever. I mean, he'll always be your father no matter what. He created everything. But you can put him in any position there, you know, like your best friend. Say, Jesus, you are my friend. You're my Savior. You're this. And just speak to him as you would your friend. If you got a best friend, put him in that position. Speak to him. You know, keep that conversation with him. And soon, you know, as much as you do that, you know, it'll build that tight bond. And you start seeing things happen in your life. And, you know, there's actually a lady that, you know, I was in YouTube back years ago, and she had problems with her legs. She had some kind of disability with her legs, and she would put a chair in the room with her, and she'd say, this is Jesus' chair. And she would sit over there, and it was Myrtle Fillmore, that was her name, and she would speak to Jesus all day long, just like he was sitting there. She'd be like, Jesus, thank you for this day. This is a glorious day today, you know, Lord. And she would just keep on building a conversation, and she started seeing her legs transform. She saw her feet transform, her toes started coming back normal. The retardation on her legs started leaving. It started leaving, and she was walking straight as anybody you would ever see. It just building that communication and that friendship with God. She had that friendship that she would put, Jesus sits here. Do not sit in this chair. This is the seat that Jesus sits in. Do not touch that chair. It's where my Lord and Savior sits, speaks with me. And she had that for many years, and he helped her and stuff. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to build that relationship with Christ. I want you to be able to speak to Christ like that, speak to the Lord. And I want you to see things happening in your life. The only thing I'd like to do right now, if anybody received Jesus in their life, I ask you, you know, just pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and raising again for me. I ask you to forgive known sins and any unknown sins. I ask you to come within my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come within my heart. Come within my heart, Lord. Come within my heart. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for my sins. I want to build this relationship with you, Christ. Seriously, I want to build this relationship with you. I'm tired of beating around the bush. I just want you in my life. I can't do this no more, Lord. I need you. Thank you, Lord, for coming to my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, the Lord has just made his home within inside of you. And it's amazing when Christ actually comes within you. And if you, like I said, you just said that prayer, he just came within you. Praise the Lord. And Jason, you'll say a prayer. Say a prayer for healing.
Let's say this prayer with me, and just say, you know, Jesus, you're the baptizer of the Holy Spirit and fire. Right now I ask to be baptized with your Holy Spirit and fire. Give me the gift of speaking in tongues like the day of Pentecost. And like the scripture said, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you repeat that prayer and just relax your mind and relax your body as calm as it possible, you will feel the Holy Spirit come upon you. And listen carefully inside your head, and you will hear, you know, those syllables. They sound like whispers to some people. They sound like mumbles. You'll hear it inside your head, makata sikite. And just start to speak that. And if you need a little more of a push into it, just start off by saying, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Holy Spirit. I praise you, Holy Spirit. And then start to go with those syllables. And if you only get one or two syllables, that's fine. Start with that. And if you repeat that, I believe that you'll start to receive that gift, and you can, you know, grow in that and mature in that gift as you go along, you know. So God bless you.
I know, man, and this prayer is awesome, because even if you speak in tongues, you say what he says, you'll start having a reaction no matter what. So it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll say a little bit. I'll start praying in tongues a little bit, and then Jason will probably kick in, and we'll just say prayers for you in tongues. I'm going to go ahead and start kicking in. Okay, Jason.
All right, yeah. So, Holy Spirit, speak for me, pray for me right now, and I'm going to pray in the Spirit. Anybody listening, just touch them, whatever your will is. Holy Spirit, I ask you to just take over right now. Sokonderabasite, esikite le damba kashukote ne. Ereka sandele reba kusente rosti kitaya, mandre kasite lebo, kusho kutinde reba kasi, eriste kitele dembe kasokonde reba kashite, makasiton mondoro kusonte, risti kitele banda kasite, eshekere ondoro kusayaba, makala bondoro kushiki, mengle sutende, rosti kataya, mastre katise, risti kantaya, mondoro kusota, Randala kashikite esekete oroko shakada bababa kasinte ristikitete rasta kataya rondala bakashukonde eseke makasakatete shanto roko sende bala mandala barakite sende rosto kotera makaya shikinde esete anotose mokoro bokushinte a ala kasinte esindara bakusete mokoro bokundara bakite makande elabarakushite andro kosondaraba mama kikereba site mandele rabakatero o siti endeshiki esete lande akrakumba aya Indre basheke, moko sontode, mundele bakasinta, makasindele de enderesite anoto, oshiki anase, masi anatosate, rosso tela damba katushe, mungra bakaki, mandare katela, rinde descente, mondra sitona, mistiki tende, risti kintaya, mandela si karande kosonde, risti kitela, mandra kasinte, mosti candela, risti kendaya bokose, asi kite andashi kitana, mondra kasinte la kasitonda, misi kitanda rabakasite, esete, rondo sotete, raste katenda rababakashike, mandele bando, mi kende la vacandese, rike si kende la banda, ora kasi kende se tebe, riste kende ba, rista karaka si karakusata, muroku si kandara barakise, rosti kete la ba, riste kandara, rendende la banda si kende da sende ko sonda la vacande. Woo, glory. Okay.
That's cool. It's kind of weird how... It's kind of like it had its own self time because, you know, when I was praying, it's like it stopped and it's like, you know, I feel like it's Jason's time now. And then it's kind of like they had it figured out there. Like, that's cool.
My ears are ringing, dude, and my body is buzzing from head to toe, man. I know I got some stuff done in my life I needed with that one, man. So
praise the Lord on that. You know, I'm sure anybody listening to this, they're going to get some transformation out of this ordeal. And, you know, here get some transformation out of this. Yeah. But it's amazing how the Lord's working through everybody, you know, all of his servants, he's working strongly. And, you know, I really want to thank y'all for listening to this show today. You know, it's amazing that y'all come here and listen to us. And I want to thank you. And I ask you to, you know, spread the word about the Healing Light, because this Healing Light show is going to help many a person. If you just, you know, give it a chance. And, you know, and if you got somebody sick in your family, you know, I'm going to start doing healing shows on Thursdays. Thursdays are going to be healing shows. And what we're going to do, we're going to, you know, you're going to call in for 30 minutes and you're going to, you know, get transformations. You're going to get healings, you know. You just, you know, when you call in, we want you to just tell us what your problem is where we can get straight to it. But you're going to get transformations and you're going to see things happen in your life. And that's what we want to see with the show. We want to see you get healed. We want to see you get transformed. And plus, hear the word of God. But, on Thursdays, we're going to do a complete healing show. On Saturdays, we're going to have some ministering. And then we'll go into healing and praying. But, like I said, I want to thank you for coming and listening to us today. And I hope you learned as much as you can about speaking in tongues, because I know some of the things that I spoke, you know, I really enjoy talking about it. Some things that Jason spoke, you know, I learn a lot from that. So we all learn off of each other, and it's very important. Don't never think that you never can learn enough, and don't never think that you know it all, because you certainly don't. I don't know everything. I never admit that I do, and I'm always learning from everybody. Even the simplest person off the street, I learn something from them. So, you know, praise the Lord.
The kingdom of God is like a little toddler walking into a gigantic, huge library, and you're never going to figure it all out, man. So keep on soaking it as much as you can learn, man.
It's amazing, because God can use a little child to tell you something very important. He can use your friend to tell you something important. He can use some Joe off the street to tell you something
A knucklehead like me and you, man. Knucklehead like me and you, man.
And it's you got to be humble. You know, if they don't want everything that you offer, that's fine. Be humble. Humble is one of the kingdoms to God. You got to be humble, because, you know, Christ didn't walk in the big boy shoes, and you know, he did tell the Pharisees, but he was talking about the church. It was preaching about his father's house, and he had problems with that. But when he spoke to everyday Joes or anybody that was learning, he was humble and he respected them. And that's one thing we've got to learn, is respect and humble, because that's what's going to bring people to the kingdom of God. Not us standing up there, well, you don't do it. You know, that ain't way that works. But, you know, the more we're humble as Christians, the more we'll bring people into the kingdom. And that's why I really, really, really push is be humble to non-Christians. Be humble to people who's trying to learn. Always love them and humble them and love them no matter what. You'll see your ministry grow, and you'll see your Christian life grow. And I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that today. And God bless every one of y'all. I hope this touched y'all. And I'll see you next Thursday.
Amen.